Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, one of the first things that's joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through a switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great half hour coming up for you today. We're going to kick things off by speaking to author Jay Cherie. She is celebrating the release of her brand new book today, The Gold Diggers Club, just in stores today. We're going to talk to her a little bit about the journey, what she hopes you take away as readers from her story, and also what's coming up next for her. At 20 minutes past the hour, we have recording artist Abraham McDonald, Island Def Jam recording artist Abraham McDonald, will be debuting new music here on our program, his new single, Love You. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. As I said, a great half hour coming up. To get things kicked off, though, we have author Jay Cherie joining us live. Jay, welcome to the conversation, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Jay, this is, you know, a big day for you. I know I've been following you on Twitter, and I know you've been kind of reminding people, okay, it's coming, and now it's here. What does it feel like to have your book now available in stores and to the world right now?
It's a great feeling. It's kind of a combination of different feelings. One, you're happy that it is out there in stores and available online, on Amazon, what have you. But there's also this feeling of urgency, of feeling the need to get the word out about your book and make sure the word is out and people know about this story that you've written. So it's kind of a combination of things.
Right, right. Now, being a part of this industry where you are, you know, are able to not only, you know, market yourself, but also to share, of course, with readers is not something that's new to you. You have kind of made a name for yourself writing entertainment news and being able to talk to people in the know. What is it like now to be on the other side? Because normally you're the one doing the interviews and being able to talk to individuals and to share their story. Now it's your story that's being shared. What has that been like for you, that turn of events?
It's interesting. It's a little bit different, but I don't know. I never really thought of that that way, but I know the reason why I was attracted to interviewing celebrities is because to me it's interesting to see people accomplish their goals. I love to see people do what they love to do, figure out a way to do it, no matter what the obstacles are. So that was one of the things that attracted me to interviewing celebrities. So in this light, I guess I view it this way as an opportunity to express to people how I was able to accomplish this goal of creating this book and having it published.
So talk to us about the idea, because I think one of the great things about creatives like yourself, Jay, is that it all starts from somewhere. The book is entitled The Gold Diggers Club. It's so much more than what people may take away from the title. Where did the idea for the book come from?
Well, the Gold Diggers Club, the general idea of the book, the story of the three women, that sat in my head for about 6 months, and it just wouldn't go away. So at some point I was just like, okay, I think I just need to sit down and write this down. And that's kind of where it just came from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, you go ahead.
It was basically, I guess, a combination of a number of things that I had seen and heard over the years. And maybe it just accumulated and these characters developed from it. But basically it was a story that was sitting in my head and I had to write it down.
Well, there are three main ladies that we're able to meet in this book, and I think one thing that they all have in common, and I tried to talk about this in my review on Amazon, is that they all are not being truly honest with themselves as well as with others, and I think that can happen to all of us, and I think that goes to the relatability factor. From those who've already read the story, Jay, and already given you the feedback, is that one of the things that they're also picking up on, is that all of us can kind of relate in some way to these characters and their fight for what is real and what they really want out of life?
Yes, that is one of the main, that's actually the main thing that I hear, is the how dynamic the characters are and how real they seem. And that's to me, that's an awesome thing because that's really what I was going for. I wanted people to view these women as real women, three real women in real situations, and I just kind of wanted to get inside their heads and explore their heads on paper in a form of a book so people can look at it and think, okay, maybe I can see how she might do this, or maybe I can see how she might do that. Okay, this is where she made the wrong turn. You know, I just thought it was a good idea for us to really sit down and just look at these issues, because especially recently, the past few years, has just been this outburst of shows about women of wealth. And a lot of times, this display is the women that are behind the men with wealth. And
right.
So it just kind of all ended up working out together. I mean, I started writing my book before some of these shows were ever on air, but it just goes to show you that this is a topic of discussion right now. This is something we're interested in knowing about these types of women, like what they experience. I just want people to get from it that I'm sure they're real women, just like everybody else, and have their own issues and explore it this way.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with author Jay Cherie. She is the author of the brand new book out today, The Gold Diggers Club, and she's talking to us a little bit about where the idea for the book came from. Now, if Jay's name may sound familiar, you may know her as the editor and publisher of Entertainment Wire, which does give a lot of news interviews with individuals in the entertainment industry. And as you said, Jay, I think one of the things that people do take away from this is that it's so believable, in that we hear about these kind of individuals, at least superficially, all the time. But what you did, I think, and you kind of walk us through what the real person is like, what the real motivation is like, and it may not necessarily be like what we may think. Is that one thing that you hope to do, not only through the characters, but even through the title, to show that just because we hear of something or think something about someone doesn't necessarily mean that's the true story?
Yes. I mean, that's one of the main reasons that I chose the title, and the title immediately stuck out to me, The Gold Diggers Club. And, you know, it is a lot deeper than that. I'm not just calling these women gold diggers. To me, it's up to the reader to interpret whether they are really gold diggers or whether they see these women as just real women just making choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so in exploring that, I just wanted to explore that. I use the title, The Gold Diggers Club, because it stuck out right away, because the first thing we think, a woman married to a man with money, okay, she's probably a gold digger. And that's kind of what we've been conditioned to think. But
right.
I wanted the people to look a little farther into that. And so I'm glad you definitely picked up on that, and that was definitely what I was going for.
I want to talk about one of the characters, probably the one that really stood out to me, and I focus on her a little bit more, I think, in my review than the others. And that one, I mean, for me, was Dee. Dee was a little different to me because Dee had some things going on for herself that she kind of put to the side in support of those that she loved. I mean, it is, I think, a constant battle that men and women sometimes face, and I think that's one reason why relationships are so difficult anyway, because there is that balancing act of not wanting to outshine, not wanting to seem like, you know, what you love is more important than who you love. Can you kind of talk about that balance for you and also that character for you?
Okay, so you're referring to Monica, the one that's married to the NFL player?
Who did I say? Did I say that? Yeah, Monica, exactly. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
I picked it up, yeah.
Yeah.
What was your question again? What we're asking with her particular character?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, being able to make a decision that you're going to show more support, you know, for the one that you're in a relationship with. I mean, instead of trying to pursue your own aspirations and even your own life, having your own life as well.
Right. And that is an important. That's an important decision for people to make, especially for women. You know, traditionally the woman stayed home and she took care of the house, and the man was the one to go out and be the provider, bring home the money, bring home the bacon, if you will, and she just fried it up. Well, the world has changed quite a bit. Now the woman goes out and gets the money, and she comes home and she might cook the bacon too. Or in some cases, the man may be the one that cooks the bacon. So in this particular situation, because Monica is married to an NFL player, he's a person of wealth with a lot of money, and she doesn't have to work. And Tony, her husband, doesn't really want her to work, but she has this urging for it. And I think part of this particular, her particular story came about is because I saw a couple of issues with that for other people in the public eye. Someone in particular I'm thinking of that expressed that their husband was a person of wealth, and they were very well known in the public eye, and they said that they didn't want this woman to work. He wanted her to stay home, take care of the kids, and he wanted to be the one that goes out and gets the money. And so she was kind of caught in between it because she was someone who could go out and earn. And at one time she did go out and earn her own money and was, I guess you could say, a millionaire in her own right. But since they were together, he made it very clear that he wanted her home. And right. So with this particular character, Monica, I wanted to kind of elaborate on that. I want her to be educated, well-groomed, and have all these things going for her. Yes, she's a great mother and a wife, but of course she has this inner core of her that is not being expressed because she wants to be true to her husband. She wants to be what he wants her to be or be what he needs her to be, but they're 8 years into their marriage, and she's getting a little frustrated because she really wants to get out there and do something, contribute to the world in some way. So
right.
She struggles with that and ends up, you know, hiding and cutting corners, trying to find a way to do what she wants to do and still make her husband happy. So that's pretty much her dilemma.
And this is why I think, you know, this book is one that guys will also be able to read and to be able to have a conversation, I think, in a great co-ed setting. I think this is a great one if you're going out for drinks, you know, with some friends. This is one that you can definitely discuss, I think, in mixed company because it brings up a lot of issues that should be discussed. And I think that's what makes a book great is when you're able to have a real conversation about something, enjoy the story, not take it maybe so seriously, but then, too, be able to say, you know what, just like these characters are going through this, I know somebody, you know, who's going through that, you know, and this kind of thing, and they're in the same situation. You know, I think, Jay, as this journey, you know, goes on, of course, I know people are already asking you about a follow-up. I know they're probably are already thinking about what's happening next. Have you already started to feel the anxiety about the follow-up?
Not quite anxiety. I've tossed around a couple of things about the follow-up. And, yes, there will be a sequel to this book, but I haven't officially started writing anything for it yet. But, yeah, that was one of the things. As soon as I finished the book, I was pretty certain that there was more to be told about their story. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Jay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want you to give some advice for those individuals out there who have said they want to make 2012 their year. Maybe to see themselves in print or at least to start their own books. I want you to give some advice to them. We're also going to let our listeners know how they can keep up with you as well, okay?
Okay.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Jay Cherie. She's the author of the brand-new book out today, The Gold Diggers Club. It's in your stores today. You can also find it at Amazon.com and any of your favorite online retailers. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character-building message such as goodness, honesty, leadership, empathy, or responsibility into your book of any genre? Most likely you have. Character Building Counts Book Awards can help you market your book through our unique book award program. We honor children's, young adult, fiction, and nonfiction books, from romance and paranormal to business and memoir, that deliver a character-building message. Get the attention and acclaim your work deserves by winning radio time, seals for your book cover, press releases, web presence, and more. Character Building Counts at CBC Awards. Sign up now at www.cbcawards.com. CBC, where character building counts.
We want to thank our friend Nesta Aharoni for sponsoring this part of our program. Again, Character Building Awards at cbcawards.com is where you can go to find out more information about how you can be a part of the 2012 roster. Well, back with Jay Cherie. She's the author of the brand new book, The Gold Diggers Club, out today. Jay, for our listeners, we know that the book is available at stores now and also, of course, their online retailers. Where's the best place for them to go to find out more information about you as well?
Well, they can go to Twitter, ET Wire, and they can also go to etwireonline.com. That's the website where I've hosted some of my interviews with celebrities, different entertainers. And they can also go to etyonline.com/under-the-red-carpet, which is a blog that I update weekly with entertainment news. So those are places they can find out more about me.
Okay, so again, it's twitter.com/etwire, etwireonline.com, and as she mentioned, her blog is at etwireonline.com/under-the-red-carpet, where you can go as well. Jay, I'm sure you already have had individuals coming to you wanting to know, what can I do, how can I get started, you know, where do I go? What advice do you normally give to aspiring writers out there who they believe they have an idea, they have that seed that's been planted, but they haven't done anything with it? What do you normally tell them?
Well, one of the first things I would tell them is if you already believe, that's the biggest part right there. In order to do anything, you have to believe in it, because if you don't believe in it, the minute you go out into the world and tell people about it and they're not as enthusiastic as you are, then that's just like them putting a pin in your balloon, and then that's it, and you may give up. But if you wholeheartedly believe in what you're doing and what you have to say, then when you go into the world, whether people believe in it or not, you're still going to believe in it. And that's the biggest part. That's the biggest thing, is to believe in it wholeheartedly. Also, I recommend research. One of the main things I did is, for this book, for me, this was the first book I had ever even tried to write. But when I was writing it, I made sure I did a lot of research. I went to the library and looked up books on plot development and character development and plot structure and all these different things, just to make sure that I was on point about the business of writing a book, because even though I'd done other writing, I'd never tried to write a book before. So it helps to kind of have an idea, you know, that make sure that you're doing the right thing. One of the things I also did was actually paid for an editor. If you could find a really good editor, it helps to go ahead and write it out once you've written it out and did the research at different libraries to look up character development. If you've written it out, have a professional editor read it and give you feedback as to what you need to do to develop the book fully, and accept it, you know, accept their suggestions. You know, you don't want anyone to tear your work apart, but at the same time, there's always room for improvement, and you want to be published, so you have to be able to trust someone and let them tell you how you can make your work publishable. So that's number three. And then basically just stay focused, keep on the grind. You know, you're going to have people reject it, and you can't let that change anything about what you want to do. I mean, most people don't know it, but for this book, I was turned down by about 126 agents. You
know, wow.
And the first publisher I went to said, sure, we want it. You know, sometimes you get turned down a lot, and you have to keep going. If you believe in, that's why I said that's the first thing. You have to believe in what you're doing. I've told people before, if you have an urge to tell a story, someone out there is going to have an urge to read it. So sometimes it's just a matter of perfecting your writing craft to make sure that it's in a manner that people can readily understand it and get something positive from it.
I definitely believe, Jay, you accomplished that with this book. The Gold Diggers Club is a great read, but there's also, I think, great lessons there for, as I said earlier, for men and women to take away. Again, Jay Cherie is our guest. Her book is available today, so make sure you head out to your favorite bookstore or go to Amazon.com as well to get your copy. Make sure also after you read the book, you post a review. That's important not only for Jay and the publisher, but also for other interested readers that want to know what individuals are thinking as well. And if you want to keep in contact with Jay, as she had mentioned to us earlier, you can find her on Twitter at twitter.com/ETWire. You can also go to her website at www.etwireonline.com. Jay, thanks a lot for coming on with us. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to checking back in with you throughout the year.
That'd be great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. You take care.
All right, you too.
It's time now for our musical break because this is our Conversations with Music segment of the day. It comes from new music by Abraham McDonald. Here's his single, Love You. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
Girl, it's fuss and fight. Girl, let's get away. Let's take a trip far away. Just you and I. Oh, just wanna love you, hold you, live you endlessly. I wanna look in your eyes, remember your smile, in love again. All I wanna do is
love you, love. You.
That's all I wanna do, girl.
Hold you.
Keep you safe in your world. I need you. I need you by my side. I wanna love you for the rest of my life.
Love you, love you.
That's all I wanna do, girl.
Hold you.
Keep you safe in your world.
Need you.
I need you by my side. I wanna love you for the rest of my life.
I'll
give you all the love you need. When times get rough, we thick as thieves. Girl, I wanna show you how much I adore you. I swear you're all I'll ever need.
I love you.
Life of mine in hopes that one day I would find a girl like you. And since that first day we held hands watching sunsets in the sand, I knew it was you. I would give this life of mine. Can't keep dreaming, fighting, I would die.
Me.